Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G. You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is...
Josh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Schaefer.
Goddess of Meth, Queen Bee.
And Bex.
And we are going to be doing a watch party today for Disney's Hercules, a cartoon.
Wait, Disney's Hercules?
Oh.
I thought you were talking about the Brett Ratner one. That's the one I watched.
No, it's fine. We're going to actually cut. I was planning on talking about both of them. Don't worry.
Oh, well, that's great.
All my notes are for the Brett Ratner one, so if this is going to confuse me for you listeners, that's why.
I have no idea what the Brett Ratner one
is. That's the one with Chris, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it.
Oh, that's why Josh was saying that. I just thought that was random. Really confused. I'm just like, oh, it's Josh.
Oh,
no.
I mean, it was a good call.
I'll just talk about Kevin Sorbo's Hercules. And then
I was going to touch upon that, too. Don't worry. Hell, I think there's some, like, Harryhausen ones we could talk about as well if you really want to make this an overview then. Wow. Anyway, watch party. So, I had not, before a couple days ago, watched the animated Hercules, because when it came out, everyone talked about what it did to the mythology of the actual Greek myths of Hercules, and I was so irritated by that alone, I didn't bother watching the animated film. And before we get into anything else, I will note, everything people said about the bad mythology of this movie is correct.
100%.
He's not born to a mortal woman from, like, Zeus showing up in the form of a goose or a bull or a bull goose or whatever it is Zeus was doing that day. His mother, quote-unquote, the goddess Hera, actually likes him. Hades is viewed as a devil and as an antagonist and somehow both trying to get into Olympus but also allowed to be in Olympus. Like, Neptune is never mentioned once, even though he's the third of the three leaders of the gods. The Titans are completely wrong. Everything about this movie mythologically is just wrong. That said, the movie was kind of fun.
So you liked it?
I kind of liked it. Okay, so I know we touched upon Mulan recently, and I've gone through, and because Bex loves Disney movies in general, I've watched a number of animated movies much more recently. Emperor's New Groove I enjoyed. Mulan was awful, trash, gross. I saw a couple of the live-action ones that they've done recently, and then we watched Hercules because Disney Plus suggested it, and I was like, what the fuck, why not? We're here. Let's just do something. And then suggested it for the watch party, which was great. But it's the thing of, I don't like a lot of the Disney musicals because I don't feel like the music really works within the confines of the movie. But, and this is all because of the Greek chorus that shows up in this film, the music in Hercules actually works.
Yeah, fair enough. I think so.
Yeah.
I do like the muses. They are my favorite part of that entire movie.
Yeah. They're fun. The way they're written, even though they're doing Greek black soul music instead of whatever should actually be played during that era, it's not a very, it's a very anachronistic film is actually the way I should put that. It doesn't stick to the period at all. But it's funny for what it is. It's a very, it's like the entire movie plays as if you had a Disney theme park of Hercules that was then turned into a movie. They just kind of skipped a step.
Yeah.
So
I kind of always got the feeling it was like, Aladdin was cool. Let's see if we can make Aladdin in Greece.
Yeah, but the reason why Aladdin could be anachronistic was because the genie had future sight.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only character allowed to pull that shit off.
Yeah, but the others kind of, yeah.
Yeah, Hercules exists in this heightened reality that's more like, what if we make Hercules into a superhero, but also have it blend with mythology, and, oh my god, I just don't even, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do have issues with the plotting, and I think a lot of this is because I don't care for Danny DeVito's satyr character at all, but Megara, who's supposed to be his love interest, Hercules, not Danny DeVito, she's...
It'd be better if it was.
Yeah, I know, right? She's a barely sketched out character who only has one plot motivation and somehow falls in love with a guy after knowing him for 2 days, which is always something that bothers me in any romantic movie whatsoever. Like, you guys, what you have is not love. What you have is an infatuation and maybe some wet panties. That's about it. And it's Greece, so she probably wasn't wearing panties.
Okay, well...
Go, I don't please, even know. Please how elaborate. To elaborate on what you like about this film, because I'm on the fence on it.
Well, no, just if we're just talking the animated Hercules, as I said, the best part of the movie is the muses. That's it. But you're right. It completely, basically, there is the myth of Hercules, and then there is the. Everybody who talks, like, I don't think that there's an accurate Hercules movie out there at all, period. They all say that Zeus is his father. Well, yes. And I mean, there's so many different myths about who
he was an absent father.
Where he came from. Yeah.
Zeus is his father. That's the only thing that everyone agrees upon. But anything like this movie that depicts Zeus as a caring father... that actually actively was engaged in what Hercules was doing in any way, shape, or form, is hugely inaccurate, because Zeus basically spread his seed far and wide, set up, like, franchise families, and then fucked off to Olympus.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, Hercules historically is based on Roman background, not Greek
Heracles.
Background.
Yeah. Heracles yes. versus Hercules, yeah.
Yes. And if you go by that, then and you match up the gods who Jupiter would equal Zeus and Alcmene would match Hera. I mean, you would have to go through all of those and basically figure out the iconology. But yeah, the entire myth is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, in this movie, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing about it.
And don't forget, Greece hated it too. Like,
yeah.
The Greece government, I think, if memory serves. Condemned it for falsely portraying Greek history and culture.
Yeah, it's so bad. And yet, I have to admit, the performances were kind of fun. The muses are great. The music is actually engaging, all except for Danny DeVito's song, which fucking blows. Oh my god, that song's awful.
He's not known for his silky, smooth voice chops.
No, but like, if he hadn't been the only one singing, if the muses come and had done backup, that would have been one thing. But the Greek chorus isn't there. It's all just him singing a very bland, stupid, like, Hakuna Matata-style montage song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the animation was also pretty top-notch in most of the spots, too, I thought.
Yeah, it's a very lovingly crafted movie that doesn't work in any way, shape, or form.
But I do like Hades in this movie, too, so...
I would like him if he wasn't played by James Wood, who is a complete.
I was about to say the same thing.
But I really like that his hair goes out, so it's great. Mm-hmm. I love his blue hair. Blue hair is great.
The character himself is amusing. I like what they did with the character, even if he's entirely inaccurate to what actually Hades would care about.
Right.
Yeah. Especially during Hercules' time period when Hades doesn't want to leave Hades because Hades already has Persephone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Proserpina, or whatever you want to fucking call her at that point. Whatever.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, but, and then as we touched upon in the Wonder Woman podcast we just did recently, my biggest issue with this film is that Hades gets a prophecy that Hercules is going to defeat him in 18 years. So that's what sets all of this plot in motion. But Hades doesn't actively take a hand against Hercules until, like, two-thirds of the way in the film, and Hercules never even fucking meets Hades until the last half of the last act. So the villain and the hero are completely removed from each other. They have almost no relation whatsoever, so there's no real dynamic, and then suddenly they hate each other and go fighting and have to have a war that, even at that point, Hercules doesn't resolve because the gods wake up and do it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, the whole thing kind of just seemed very Christian myth. Well, not saying it is a myth, but, you know, like, you know, when Jesus was born, Herod was like, kill all the babies.
And, I don't know, that's a theme of a lot of stories from basically every religion. So, people just like killing babies back then, apparently.
They're good eating.
You're bored, okay. It's a Tuesday, you know, you gotta find your kicks somewhere.
You gotta go kill a few babies. You gotta So we have to agree on which story we're going with. Are we going with the Greek idealism that Zeus was his father, he knocked up his mistress, and Hera got mad, and that's where the whole curse of whatever.
Accepted one. That's the okay. I mean, that's the story that the Kevin Sorbo Hercules went off of, although fuck Kevin Sorbo, because he's an asshole too. And then I think that's hinted at in the Dwayne The Rock Johnson Hercules, although that one is probably, of all of the films, the most grounded in some sort of semblance of reality of any of the Hercules adaptations we're talking about.
Oh, they had research assistants for sure on that movie.
Yeah, they paid attention to the basic mythology. They, like, his whole story about doing the, like, the what is it, Ever 12 rites or whatever, the things he had to do, the... his achievements, his Xbox Live achievements.
His 12 labors, yeah. His labors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. His 12 Xbox Live achievements.
Right.
Yeah. He did that, and then the story afterwards and the people he was with and what happened with his wife and everything else, they paid attention to all of that information. And that, plus a very winning performance from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that completely obliterated the idea that Hercules had to be in any way, shape, or form like Kevin Sorbo. Not only killed Kevin Sorbo's career at conventions, which is hilarious, but also made for a very compelling movie.
Yeah, yes, I liked agree. It.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was kind of dorky at parts, but it was good.
Yeah, well, it's a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie. It was basically the Scorpion King with better writing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I like that movie a lot. Even if Brett Ratner was attached to it in some form or another. Why do so many shitty people have to exist in Hollywood?
Because they've been able to get along with
her. Because we live here, Mike. That's the problem. We don't live there.
So, Vex, what version of Hercules do you like and why?
Well, I mean, given that I've pretty much only seen the Disney one, I like the Disney one. And it's something that I realized when we were watching it is I think it might be the only Disney movie that I can think of where I actually enjoy all the songs. Even the goat one.
Even the Danny DeVito Seder song.
Yeah, I even like that song just because the beat is good. It's got a good beat to it. Even though, like, I don't care about his character the least, but...
Yeah. Well, he has the heart.
Yeah, he's just there, and he's there to be, like, a lech, and I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but that highlights a problem. He has no arc. Hercules has basically no arc.
Little bit of arc is he wants to, you know, basically live through the person he trains to get up in the stars. Yeah. That's his motivation. So he does have something.
It's not a very good arc, though.
No, does he?
He starts off wanting that, and then he takes one step and suddenly has it. That's his arc. That's not really an arc so much as a point on a graph.
That's not fair because you don't get to see his story of how long he had to wait in order to get to Hercules. Keep in mind that he had been in the business for years before Hercules even came about. So you're getting to see his triumph moment. Yeah, there's no arc for him in the movie per se, but that doesn't mean that if we were to see a prequel to this in a Disney format, that we wouldn't get to see all of his failures.
Well, there we go then, Disney. You have to now make a prequel series starring Danny DeVito's Seder and do it entirely as an opera. No talking parts whatsoever.
Nice.
And Danny DeVito has to sing.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the problem.
As careful as possible.
This is the problem, though, the fact that Hercules doesn't really have an arc. He goes from wanting to be a hero to spontaneously, through a montage, being a hero. Megara doesn't really have an arc. Hades has no arc whatsoever. And none of the other tangential characters, like the gods or whatever, are in the movie long enough to have an arc. Everyone just spontaneously goes from off to on, and then the movie just ends.
I think a big crutch that Disney kind of used for that movie is just assuming that most people who are watching the movie have some familiarity with Greek mythology.
I had so absolutely none.
Yeah, like,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, like when I watched it when I was a kid, I didn't really have much either. So I was like, I was in a state of shock almost, I would say, when I actually learned about Greek mythology. It's like, what? Zeus wasn't lovable? He could turn into a bull and do what?
Hello. He could turn into a goose and do what?
Right?
That dude loves turning into Greece? Animals and fucking women, okay? That was his motivation right there. I can see why Disney didn't put any of that in the movie.
Yeah, no, they made him a loving god. Yeah. A powerful, loving god. Yes.
Looks a little like Santa.
Who looks a little like Santa.
Looks a little like Santa.
I'm surprised they didn't have Tim, the Toolman Taylor, voice him.
Oh, well, I would have been right out then, because also fuck Tim Allen.
Except for in Galaxy Quest.
It's the one movie I allow from him. Ugh. Again, why do people in Hollywood have to be so shitty?
Right?
That should be another segment. That's...
So
we could talk about that next.
I mean, there's a part of me that's sitting there going, oh god, now I have to watch the Hercules Zero to Hero prequel movie that was based on like a Hercules TV show they did, but I'm not even certain that's in Disney Plus at this point. Disney, despite saying everything they've ever done would be in Disney Plus, has surprisingly excised a bunch of their shit from Disney Plus.
Yeah, like what, Gargoyles isn't in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gargoyles is in there.
Yes? Right? Shit, we should watch that.
I tried to find the live-action Cinderella so I could cover that for the website. Couldn't find it in there. It doesn't exist.
Are you talking about the Brandy one?
No. The one with, that just came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You're talking the one with the blonde from Downton Abbey?
I don't know if she was in Downton Abbey, but sure.
Yeah, she was. She played Rose in Downton Abbey. I don't remember the actress's name. And Hayley Atwell plays her mom before she dies.
Oh, I was spoiler alert! In Downton Abbey, or I'm so Cinderella Downton Abbey sequel? Is that what we're getting at now?
The live action Cinderella is the blonde from Downton Abbey.
I'm just being dumb. Yeah.
And Hayley Atwell, who I do know her name. From Captain Carter, plays her mom before her mom dies in the movie. Spoiler alert. You don't know the background behind Cinderella.
So here's a question for you, speaking of the live-action ones. Can Disney make a live-action Hercules film and have it work?
No.
Well, they're talking about doing it, so...
Probably, because they're doing that with every freaking thing, and each time it's gonna suck major ass. But anyway.
I mean, if you were to cast...
Yeah, I mean, it's like 0 for 4 right now, right?
Yeah, well, I like the Aladdin.
Yeah, I didn't mind Aladdin, actually.
Yeah,
Aladdin.
Was...
It wasn't as good as the animated, but...
And I liked Maleficent.
I actually haven't seen that.
That one was good. Second one was only okay, but the first one was good.
Yeah,
that's because it wasn't actually based on the cartoon or the animated.
I mean,
remake.
They diverged because they were willing to take what is basically 45 minutes of plot from the cartoon, fleshed out somehow, and turn it into an hour and a half long live action movie. And the only way to do that was to give someone a character arc. So they gave it, of all things, to the villain, which I appreciated.
And she was amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a super Angelina Jolie fan, but Maleficent is my hero. So, and I do love her quite a bit.
Yeah, no, she rocked that.
If we were to do a live action Hercules, obviously, like we've already done one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't think Disney will hire him again. Who would be your Hercules?
That's a good, Like Jason Momoa comes to mind, but she could do a good job with that.
Oh, Chris Evans. They could do the Captain America thing.
I know who I want, and it's because of like his dumb smile and the way that the character is played in the animated film.
Lou Ferrigno.
Did you say?
I said Lou Ferrigno.
I for a second I heard Danny DeVito.
I don't know. I could actually see Tom Holland doing it.
He's not big and muscular enough.
He'd be really good for a young Herc.
Yeah, like the young version of Herc. But you need someone who's big and can carry the muscle. And while Channing Tatum isn't the most muscular dude ever, he's got like the body type to be able to pull off at least the Kevin Sorbo style Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that?
That.
I could see Henry Cavill doing it too.
Oh, Henry Cavill would be good.
He'd be perfect. Yeah.
He's got the right body type. He's got the smile. I really do like him in that Man from U.N.C.L.E. remake.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I liked that remake. I know a lot of people shit on it, but
yeah,
I liked it.
It was fantastic.
So after Disney does the live-action Hercules, they need to go and do an animated Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure they have enough money to buy the rights for it at this
probably
point.
Probably dirt cheap at this point.
Yeah. Because anyway. That movie did not do well.
We have seriously wandered. Maybe we should have done this for the live-action Hercules instead. Anyway, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. I am Mike, not Kevin Sorbo Finkelstein.
I am Josh, the man from U.N.C.L.E. Schaefer.
I am the goddess, Queen Bee.
And I'm Bex.
And we will see you next time.